I'm Dave DeWitt. This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how North Carolina is dealing with COVID-19 and what we're learning about ourselves in the face of a global crisis. Today, outbreaks on the assembly line. North Carolina is in its first full week of the Phase 1 gradual reopening. But as people return to stores and parks, concerns are growing about the health and safety of workers at meat and poultry processing plants across the state. Last month, President Donald Trump deemed meat processing plants essential infrastructure and ordered them to stay open for the sake of the country's food supply chain. But as DHHS Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen noted on Monday, keeping a processing plant open and maintaining a safe workplace amidst a pandemic is anything but easy.
We know in order for them to be open, their workers need to be within 6 feet. And as we've been talking, that puts you at higher risk for spreading the virus. So there are things that we can do, and we have been offering that assistance to these companies to make sure they are protecting their workers. Things like putting on face masks, not just coverings, but having PPE, personal protective equipment like we would have in a healthcare setting, have that available for their workers.
For some workers, these protections are coming in too late. There are more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 at meat and poultry processing plants in North Carolina. Cohen says this creates a unique risk for the areas where plants are located.
But we have to understand that the meat processing plants are also different from a nursing home, say, where we know the folks who live in a nursing home do not leave that space. The workers, they do go home. They go home to their communities. So we have to be working at the plant, and we have to be working in the communities to make sure that we are working to slow the spread of the virus.
So let's take a closer look at how workers are feeling at these plants and how the facilities are handling these health concerns. I'm joined now by our producer, Charlie Shelton Orman. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Dave.
So, Charlie, WUNC has reported on the conditions at a couple of plants in North Carolina. You spoke with reporters Celeste Gracia and Laura Pelliser, who've covered this story. Tell us more about what you discussed.
Yeah, I talked with Celeste and Laura, who have been working hard to look into a couple plants in North Carolina, and they've made it a priority to talk with people who are working or who have worked at the plants. And they looked at two plants in particular. One of them is at Case Farms in Morganton, that's located in the foothills of western North Carolina in Burke County. And they also looked at Mount Air in Chatham County, located in the Piedmont.
So we're going to listen to a portion of your chat right now with Celeste and Laura. Who did they talk with and how did they get their information?
Yeah, they weren't actually able to enter the facilities and get a look for themselves. But in order to get a picture of what's going on there, they talked with a couple workers who told them about the conditions. Celeste spoke with a couple Spanish-speaking workers at both Mount Air and Case Farms. And in this conversation that we're about to hear, Celeste paraphrases what the workers told her in Spanish. So you'll hear Celeste paraphrasing before we hear the guest speak in Spanish. Laura also spoke with Lisa Moore. She is the health education supervisor, to get a sense, again, of the conditions inside the plant and also what is being done to fix certain health concerns at Case Farms in Burke County. And getting the exact numbers of how many cases and pinpointing them where they are coming from is tough. Laura has been digging through all those different channels to get a picture of the cases. And I asked her, where are we with the number of cases in the state that are tied to meat and poultry processing plants? And how do we know that number?
Well, as of Monday, there are just a little over 1,200 cases of COVID-19 that are linked to meat processing plants in North Carolina. There are 23 outbreaks at plants in 14 different North Carolina counties. This information is publicly available to journalists if you give the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services a ring. But as I just said, we have the total number for across the state. We do not have the specific number as disclosed by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services per county. So to be clear, the state is not essentially separating out those numbers and saying, hey, in Burke County, there's this many cases related to meat and poultry processing facilities. So there's a lot of journalists out there who are trying to do that work and to figure out the number of cases per county and the number of cases per plant. And in the process of reporting this story, we saw a lot of big changes with those numbers. We noticed that there was a two-day period that had a 20% jump in the number of meat and poultry processing COVID-19 related cases. And we also saw that over the course of a little bit over a week, there was a doubling in those numbers. So there's a lot of numbers that are still being reported by plants, and the process of reporting is not straightforward.
So it sounds like there's definitely a guessing game when it comes to figuring out where these outbreaks are happening, which seems like it just makes it all the more difficult to hold these facilities accountable.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of passing the baton or passing the responsibility, as you would, between who is ultimately supposed to be disclosing the number of COVID-19 cases at these facilities. We had to make a lot of phone calls to try and find out just what is going on in Burke County, where the Case Farms processing plant is. And essentially, if you call the county, they say call the state. If you call the state and try and find out what's going on in a county, they pass you back to the county, then maybe pass you over to the agriculture department. And it's a lot of guesswork. And so really the best bet is to try and get in touch with workers, to try and get actual personal accounts of what's going on, and then to get back in touch with the companies like Case Farms and to try and hold them accountable and try and find out what the numbers are at their plants.
Celeste, in this story, you focused on two chicken processing plants in North Carolina. Can you tell me more about what you've heard from workers there? I know that you've talked to a couple of different workers at a couple of different plants. How are they feeling about the conditions there in terms of social distancing and other health safety measures that are in place there?
Yeah, so I spoke to one former worker at Case Farms. Her name is Gregoria Riva. She's a single mother, and she recently quit because she was so scared of catching COVID-19 inside the plant and bringing it home to her two-year-old son. So she worked there up until the beginning of April. And when I spoke to her a couple weeks ago, she described conditions that did not involve any kind of social distancing on the line between workers.
Trabajando con miedo, con temor, porque la gente no se protegía, no habían cuidados, no habían distanciamiento, las líneas siguen trabajando igual.
I also spoke to another worker who is currently working there. I agreed to give her anonymity because she's afraid of retribution for speaking out. And she described pretty much the same conditions where workers are basically shoulder to shoulder on the line.
Todo sigue igual como antes. No tenemos una distancia con los trabajadores. Trabajamos, digamos, hombro a hombro.
So essentially, there doesn't seem to be much social distancing within the plants. It seems like workers are pretty much huddled together and there's not any room for workers to be spread out. And overall, these workers are scared. They're terrified, actually, of getting sick and taking it home to their families. But they don't really have any other choice. They have to go to work because they don't have anywhere else to work, and they need to pay their bills, they need to buy food, they need to provide for their families. So they are still going to work, even though they're terrified.
Do the workers that you talked with feel like their concerns are being heard? What kind of support are they receiving either from local health departments or from advocacy groups?
Workers don't feel like their concerns are being heard from their own managers or from their own supervisors within their companies that they work for. I do think workers have a little bit more of a voice now because they've been getting some media attention. In terms of support, there are advocacy groups that are trying to help by calling on the companies like Case Farms and Mount Air to take these concerns seriously and to implement more safety measures. One of those advocacy groups is El Vínculo Hispano, or the Hispanic Liaison in Chatham County, trying to put pressure on the companies to take worker concerns seriously and to implement more safety measures. I think because there has been more media attention, these companies are starting to feel that pressure.
With this added pressure on these plants, due to some of the reporting that's come out, has there been any changes that have been implemented, whether it's social distancing, breaking up the amount of people who are working on the floor at one time? What are the changes that workers are experiencing now?
Well, it was really interesting because in the process of reporting this story, we essentially called the Burke County Health Department. That's the county where Case Farms is located. And, you know, when we called earlier in the week, the county health department said that they were unaware of the complaints that were coming from workers. We called 2 days later to follow up ahead of publishing the story, and the county health department had reached out to Case Farms directly, and they were teaming up to essentially lead a faster implementation of some of the safety and security measures for employees. So some of the things that Case Farms had already started doing is they did have PPE that had started coming in really slowly, way too late, according to some of the workers. They had implemented plexiglass, which essentially hung in front of workstations on the line as people processed the chicken on the line, the meat on the line. They also had plexiglass hanging in front of where folks were sitting at cafeteria tables. But people were shoulder to shoulder. You know, they were sitting right next to each other at the caf tables. They were working shoulder to shoulder in the actual factory, in the actual plant. And so since we started putting in calls, the county health department is following up with Case Farms to implement plexiglass that will actually hang between the workers who are working on the line. So that's one of sort of the big changes that is coming into place. They are also implementing shift changes for eating lunch, which is a really big deal because before that, everyone was eating lunch at the exact same time, which was a huge health risk.
Hang tight. We're going to continue our conversation between Charlie and WUNC reporters Laura Pelliser and Celeste Garcia in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kamaya Truitt. WUNC has made the decision to cancel our Spring Radio Fund Drive in order to provide all the important news and information that our listeners need right now, without any interruptions. If you're able to support WUNC now, please give what you can. Every dollar truly makes a difference, and it makes this podcast possible too. You can give online at WUNC.org. And thank you.
Celeste, you spoke with Gregoria Riva, who worked at the Case Farms plant in Morganton, and she actually left Case Farms to work for an advocacy organization. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Was that a difficult decision for her?
No, that was a very easy decision for her. As I mentioned, she is a single mother, and her primary concern is taking care of her 2-year-old son. And she didn't feel comfortable or safe working at Case Farms. So when she had the opportunity to leave, she absolutely jumped on it. She's now working for the Western North Carolina Workers Center, an advocacy group that fights for workers' rights and worker justice. In her words, she's really glad that God was able to give that opportunity to her. And she says she wants to make sure that those still working in the plants are protected.
So what comes next for these workers and for the conditions at these plants? We've talked about some of the improvements that have been put in place at places like Case Farms and Mount Air. What comes next in a general sense in terms of making sure these workers are safe and healthy while we're still dealing with this pandemic?
Well, I can say that from our perspective, we really are trying to still inform communities about the cases and the outbreaks that are happening in meat processing plants. As we talked about earlier, the number of cases at specific plants has been something that's really, really hard to find out in the first place. And then it's really important to share that with the community. So I think the focus at this point is to attempt to really hear back a little bit more from the community, to do our best to confirm just how big an outbreak might be and kind of keep elevating the voices of the workers, of the folks who are actually experiencing the outbreak on the ground.
Yeah, kind of jumping off of that, I think what's next, or one of the most important steps that should be next, is for companies to continue listening to their workers. I think the measures that we talked about that are now being implemented, that's a really good start. But I think workers, they still feel scared and they're still uncomfortable. Yes, they're going to work, but it's more out of necessity than it is out of anything else. for contract workers, if they were able to have more access to benefits such as health insurance or any of those benefits that they're calling for, I think that would make them feel a lot better and a lot more confident when they go into work. And I would just reiterate that companies need to listen to what their workers are saying, because I think that was one of the biggest concerns, that workers just didn't feel like their voices were being heard.
WUNC reporters Celeste Garcia and Laura Pelliser. We should mention that WUNC reached out to Case Farms, but the company wouldn't agree to an interview. For more on meatpacking plants and COVID-19 in North Carolina, go to WUNC.org. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Dave DeWitt. Charlie Shelton Ormond is our producer. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. Thanks for listening. See you Friday.